సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిహి. ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వి హావ్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్, ఫస్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణం, నోన్ యాజ్ షడాచార్య బ్రాహ్మణం, ఇన్ హుచ్ జనక మహారాజా లెర్న్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ సిక్స్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ షడాచార్య బ్రాహ్మణం. షట్ మీన్స్ సిక్స్, ఆచార్యాస్ మీన్స్ గురుస్, టీచర్స్. వన్స్ జనక మహారాజా కమ్ టు నో దట్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య ఈజ్ ఎ బ్రహ్మనిష్ట వేదవిత్, హీ ఆస్క్డ్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య, టీచ్ మీ మోర్ అబౌట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఐ వాంట్ టు లర్న్ మచ్ మోర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ, ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ మీ. ఫర్ దట్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య ఆస్క్డ్, ఫస్ట్ టెల్ మీ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ లర్న్డ్, వాట్ యూ నో, టెల్ మీ అబౌట్ దట్, దెన్ వాట్ యూ డూ నాట్ నో దట్ ఐ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్, ఐ విల్ టీచ్ యూ. దెన్ జనక మహారాజా సెడ్, దీస్ సిక్స్ ఆచార్యాస్ టాట్ మీ అబౌట్ సిక్స్ దేవతాస్. ఐ హ్యావ్ లర్న్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సమష్టి దేవతాస్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మా. I have learned from these six acharyas about the devatas samashti sagunam brahma or samashti devatas. Then Yajnavalkya said, have they taught about that devatas ayatanam, that is abode, devatas pratishtha, that is source, and Devatas Upanishad, secret name, have they taught to you? Then Janaka Maharaja said, no, I do not know all those things. They have not taught me about these things. Then Yajnavalkya says, then you have learnt only Eka Path. The Chatushpath Brahma you have to know. But you have learned from those six brahmanas only Eka Path. Three more padas you have to learn. Three more padas you have to learn. Then only your learning will be completed. Who says? Yajnavalkya says to Janaka Maharaja. Janaka Maharaja asked Yajnavalkya, now please teach me about those three items. What are they? Ayatanam, Pratishtha and Upanishad. Please teach me about them so that I can learn all four padas. When Janaka Maharaja asked, Yajnavalkya started his teaching in the second mantra onwards up to seventh mantra. Those six items means he is going to teach. Six rishis, they taught about six devatas. Now he has to give all these three items for six devatas. And every mantra, from second mantra to seventh mantra, Yajnavalkya is going to ask one devata, and Janaka Maharaja give answer. And Yajnavalkya ask, you do not know this Pratishtha Ayatanam and all. Then he says, I do not know. Then you do not know fully. Then Yajnavalkya says, then Yajnavalkya taught those all three items. Then Janaka Maharaja says, I will give Gurudakshina. This is the subject matter of all these mantras. So We read this shlokas, second mantra we have read in the last class, but I have to give word to word meaning. The important points I am going to give from each mantra. First we will see the second mantra, which we have read already. In these three six mantras, three statements are repeated. What are those three statements? Actually, what is the subject matter of the six Brahmanams? Upasana. So, six Acharyas taught about the Devata Upasana. Saguna Devata Upasana. We know what is the phalam of this Upasana. Every Upasana has got its own phalam. Here two phalams we have to note. By this Upasana, one can get the blessings of that corresponding Devata, Adhidaivam, bless the Adhyatmam, the sense organ. Once you do Upasana on particular Devata, that Devata bless this person, corresponding sense organ that Devata bless. For example, you know, from Tattva Bodha onwards, Surya Devata bless eyes, and Agni Devata bless our walk. Like that, every Devata bless one organ. And they will never reject this person. The sense organs never reject the person. Lifelong, all sense organs are hale and healthy. Sense organs are not functioning. Person is as good as dead. You know. If they are not functioning, what is the use of life? You know? Therefore, the sense organs never reject the person. They always bless this Upasaka. This is the phalam number one. This phalam is called Ihaloka phalam. Ihaloka phalam. The second phalam is Paraloka phalam. That is, this Upasaka merge with that Devata. This Upasaka attains or merge into that Devata after death. That is Paraloka phalam. Kuchi Devata, he does Upasana, into that Devata he merges. That also comes in this mantra. Three important statements are repeated. Those statements are, first statement is, Matruman Pitruman Acharyavan, that is the statement. Number one, repeated in these six mantras. Matruman Pitruman Acharyavan. Second statement repeated is, Devo Bhutva Devan Apyeti. This is the second statement repeated. Third statement repeated one is, Sarvani Bhutani Abhiksharanti. All these three statements are very, very significant statements. What is the significance? We have to see one by one. The first statement significance we are seeing now. We were seeing in the last class. I stopped there. I have to explain further. First statement, the Agnivalkya mentioned this. When I have learned from those six acharyas, when Janaka Maharaja said, immediately, Yajnavalkya says, Matruman Pitruman Acharyavan Yaha Veda, whatever is said by that Maharshis, all Rishis, it is acceptable to me. I don't reject their teaching, whatever they taught to you, I am not going to reject. On the other hand, I accept, because their teaching is reliable. Their teaching is reliable, number one. Their teaching is trustworthy, number two. Their teaching is authentic, pramanam. I know those rishis. whatever they taught is reliable, trustworthy, and pramanam authentic also. Because a person who brought up, whoever is having from that child career onwards, childhood onwards, threefold relations are intact. Mother relation, father relation, and guru relationship. All these three relationships, when they are there, such a person is a reliable person. Whatever he teaches, that teaching is a reliable teaching. And that person is a trustworthy person in future. If he brought up by these three relations, what a psychology study, you see. No? This is called a study of psychology. And that person, whatever he speaks is authentic. You need not verify. Not only that, such persons are emotionally sound. Such persons are emotionally sound, intellectually sharp, emotionally sound, honesty. They maintain their honesty and their character is a blemishless character. Whatever they speak, they never speak untruth. They speak all only truthful words. This is a very, very significant statement. Verbally truthful, emotionally sound, intellectually sharp. Emotional well-being is one of the total personality development. Emotional sound, emotional healthy well-being is included in the person's complete personality growth. So they are all free from depression and artha. Okay. So they are all free from depression problems. So these are all the highest virtues they imbibe by having these three relationships in their life from childhood. This is the first statement, very, very significant statement. So such a person's life is a complete life. That is called complete personality. Complete person anna eppadi solla mudiyana indha moodu relations irundhada complete person. Totally personality development course ku povendane. There is no need of going to any personality development course. Because that personality brought out by only three pillars. Mother, father, guru. Okay, next statement is very significant, this also. Devo bhutva devan appyetena. A upasaka, and who worships that devata, devo bhutva, he becomes that devata. Devan appyeti means he merges into that devata. He becomes that devata and he merges into that devata. These two statements appears in these two statements are repetition. He becomes devata or he merges into devata means the same meaning. Becoming that devata means merging into that devata only. Why Upanishad repeats this statement? There is a significance. Shankaracharya says, Devo Bhutva means Jivan Neva, by living itself, he becomes that Devata. We should not take it literally. That a person appears like Agni Devata, that person appears like Surya Devata. We should not take literally. Devo Bhutva. That means while living, that person, that upasaka of that devata, get the virtues of that devata. Whatever powers that devata is having, whatever shakti that devata is having, this upasaka receives. ಅಂತ ದೈವೋ ಭೂತ್ವ ಅನ್ನರ್ಥ. ಬೈ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಯು ಸಿ ಎ ರಿಯಲ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ, ರಿಯಲ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಸರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್. ಎ ರಿಯಲ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಯು ಸಿ ದೇರ್ ತೇಜಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ಸ್ ತಪಸ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದೇರ್ ತೇಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೇಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ತೇಜಸ್? ವೇರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ನ? ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ತೇಜಸ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ದೇವತಾ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ದೇವತಾ, ಸತ್ಯ ಕಾಮ, ಸತ್ಯ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಿದ್ಧೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ದೇವತಾ. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೇವತಾ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್, ಸೇಮ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿದ್ಧೀಸ್, ಸಪೋಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಫೇಮ್, ಸಪೋಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ got all those siddhis and using that siddhis powers, mystic powers for name and fame or to get some materialistic pleasures, what will happen is a downfall. He cannot grow spiritually, there is a downfall, he will be doomed in his life. In artha, upasaka is not supposed to show siddhis for his personal benefit, either name or fame or any other thing. That's why our culture never encourages to show the siddhis. Getting siddhis is very common. Even ordinary, you know, road magician, no, the person who is a normal person, even some tribal people also have siddhis. I saw one person bringing that chamantipu, some one flower, green flower, just like that he brings. Avana paatha vasana even upasakana madri theriyad. These are all very 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 natural in our country. That's why western people are all very much enamored by these siddhis. They rush all over the world, in our country especially. Wherever the siddhis are there, and they go and probe into that person, how you got these siddhis? Our people never care for those siddhis. And when they come with notebooks and cameras, this person what? Start showing. This is what happening now. But olden days, people never show their siddhis outside. They keep all of them very secret manner. No? Very, very secretly they keep na. Anyhow, so devo bhutva, then second one is what in that portion, second statement, devan apyeti. For that Shankaracharya says devan apyeti means after death he merges into devata. It's not a repetition. Devo bhutva, first while living he gets the virtues of that devata, powers of that devata. ಅದು ದೇವೋಭೂತ್ವ. ದೇವಾನಪ್ಯೇತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡೆತ್, ದಟ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡೆತ್ ಹಿ ಮರ್ಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ದೇವತ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರಿಪಿಟೇಷನ್. ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ನೌ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಅಭಿಕ್ಷರಂತಿ. Sarvani bhutani means all beings, even animals, just they follow this upasaka. They go behind this person, or human beings, they all other human beings, they give lot of gifts to this upasaka. They showers lot of appreciation, admiration to this upasaka. Other beings also smoothly, calmly they follow this person. Even snake, lion, tiger, they just accommodate along with this upasaka. They never have enmity. Sarvani bhutani abhiksharanti. Abhiksharanti means showers. All the beings, blessings showers upon this upasaka. See, all beings, even though they don't talk, even dog, cat, they also, kaka, if you give some food, no, they will bless you. They are happy and they will bless that person. వాట్ టు టాక్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసక. ఉపాసక ఈజ్ బ్లెస్డ్ టు ద వరల్డ్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ బ్లెస్డ్ దట్ పర్సన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద థర్డ్ స్టేట్మెంట్. నా విత్ దిస్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ అగెయిన్ అండ్ అగెయిన్ దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్. యు హ్యావ్ టు నోట్ దీస్ పాయింట్స్ వేర్ ఎవర్ దే కమ్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ అదర్ మంత్రాస్. నౌ అనదర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఈస్ whenever Yajnavalkya explaining about that rishi part and devata part, Janaka Maharaja mentioning which rishi taught to me and about which devata, then other three items Yajnavalkya fill up. Once Yajnavalkya fill up and gives answer, Janaka Maharaja is so happy. Janaka Maharaja says, now I am giving my gurudakshana, take. What he says na, his gurudakshana is hasti rishabham go sahasram dadami. Hasti rishabham go sahasram means, go sahasram means 1,000 cows. Our usual gurudakshana, his regular gurudakshana is 1,000 cows. Hasti rishabham means hasti sadrisha rishabham anartham. Rishabham anna bull. One bull which is samanam, hasti samanam. Hasti sadrisham, hasti rishabham means hasti samanam or hasti sadrisham. That bull which is equal to one elephant. One bull and 1,000 cows I will give. Take na. For what na? One ayatana, one pratishtha, one pratignaki, 1,000 cows, one bull. He announced his gurudakshina. What Yajnavalkya says, see, my father taught me a principle. My father has got a one principle, Yajnavalkya says to Janaka Maharaja. Janaka Maharaja's duty is to offer gurudakshina. Yajnavalkya's duty is to reject. Here. Afterwards he takes, you know. Avaru vandade adu kahala. Yajnavalkya says, my father taught me one principle. That principle is, without completing the teaching, never take gurudakshina. Without completing the teaching, never take gurudakshina. Like that, nowadays teachers sit like that, without taking gurudakshina. They cannot survive. And a student is not coming to the class. Those days, students, once they go to the teacher, until they get knowledge, they will never leave the teacher. And those teachers used to follow that principle. That's why Paramarthananda Swamiji says always, whenever you want to give, can give gurudakshina, first time. You can give after completing the whole course. Swamiji used to say, when I was 20 years back, I used to listen this statement when Swamiji start any course. Because I have attended 5 courses. These 5 courses, one place, 5 times, every time Swamiji announced, after, whenever you want to, you can give, but it is not compulsory. After completing the course, that means what? 10 varshathukapram. One course 10 varsham aagum. Afterwards you can give. That is called parampara. Not only that, it's not compulsory. Whether they give or not, the guru never asks gurudakshina. It's not compulsory. It is free education. If they give, okay. If they don't give also, okay. They need, Yajnavalkya need that. Whether they need it or not, it is the duty of the student to give the gurudakshina. Otherwise, that vidya phalam won't come. That's our parampara. So, Yajnavalkya says, my father said like this, na anusishya hareteti. Without teaching, don't take gurudakshina. Therefore, what? Let me complete the teaching, then I will take. ஸோ எவ்ரி தேவதா அண்ட் எவ்ரி ஆயத்தனம் பிரதிஷ்டா உபனிஷத் அந்த த்ரீ ஐட்டம்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் ஜனக மகாராஜ் ஹேஸ் டு சே வாட் ததாமி சஹசிரம் ததாமி He says, no, no. He is rejecting. Every time he rejects. What is the necessity of repetition? Anna? The Sishya has to offer. It is Guru's will whether to take or not to take or to take afterwards. That is the parampara. Anna. They never make a business with this teaching. Very important significant point we have to note. Now come to the subject matter. What Yajnavalkya is teaching? Yajnavalkya continue one upasana. We can have a table here. Table means not bench. Okay. You can columns, five columns. Six rishis, six devatas already ஜனக மகாராஜா மென்ஷனிங் அண்ட் அதர் த்ரீ யாக்ஞவல்க்யா இஸ் கோயிங் டு பாயிண்ட் அவுட் ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஹூ இஸ் த ரிஷி டாட் அபவுட் ஹுச்சி தேவதா ஜனக மகாராஜா சேஸ் தென் வாட் ஆர் த த்ரீ அதர் பாதாஸ் யாக்ஞவல்க்யா கிவ்ஸ் நவ் ஐ வில் கிவ் தோஸ் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் கோயிங் டு கம் இன் சிக்ஸ் மந்த்ராஸ் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு கிவ் எட் எ ஸ்ட்ரெச் தென் லேட்டர் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ரீட் த மந்த்ராஸ் I'll explain important points. First Rishi is Jitva Rishi. Janaka Maharaja says, I learned from the Rishi known as Jitva. The first, second mantra, you see, first line, la, Jitva Shailinihi. Shailini is the father's name. Shaulinihi. Na? Shaulinihi. Father's name. Jitva is the Rishi's name. Jitvan Shabdaha. Nakarantaha Pumlinga. Pumlingaha Jitvan Shabdaha. Jitva, Jitvanau, Jitvanaha. What Jitva Rishi taught to me about the Agni Devata. The mantra la Vag Devata nirukke. Vag Devata na you have to write Agni Devata in artha. அக்னி தேவதா அதி தெய்வம் தென் வாட் அக்னிவல்கி ஹேஸ் டு டூ ஹி ஹேஸ் டு ஃபில் அப் அதர் த்ரீ பாயிண்ட்ஸ் பிகாஸ் அதர் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் தே ஹவ் நெவர் கிவன் தட் ஆயத்தனம் பிரதிஷ்டா அண்ட் உபனிஷத் சீக்ரெட் நேம் ஆயத்தனம் மீன்ஸ் அபோர்ட் த ரிசைடிங் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் தட் தேவதா வேர் தட் தேவதா ரிசைட் What is the residence of that Devata? Anartham. Have they given the residence of that Devata? Avan sollavilla Janaka Maharaja. Na solren. Yajnavalkya says, Agni Devata reside in Vak. Ayatanam is Vak, Vagindriyam. It is Vyashti level, Adhyatma level. Adhidaiva Devata residing in அத்யாத்ம வாகிந்திரியம் அக்னி தேவதா ரிசைட் ஆன் அவர் டங் தட்ஸ் வை மெனி டைம்ஸ் வி ஆல்வேஸ் நோ டாக் ஹாட் ஹாட் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஏன் ஹாட் ஹாட் வேர்ட்ஸ் அவர் பிரபாவம் அக்னி தேவதா பிரபாவம் அதுக்கப்புறம் போய் நல்ல கூல் வாட்டர் ஒரு ஐஸ்கிரீம் சாப்பிட்டு வர்றது என்ன அது கூல் ஆகும் அவர் எப்பவுமே ஹீட் டெம்பரேச்சரில் தான் இருப்பார் அக்னி தேவதா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ரீசனா என்னமோ தெரியல தே கீப் தட் தெர்மாமீட்டர் அண்டர் த டங் ரீட் த டெம்பரேச்சர் தெர்மாமீட்டர் தே கீப் தெர்மோமீட்டர் யூனோ தட் டெம்பரேச்சர் டேக் ஓகே அதெல்லாம் யாக்ஞவல்க்யர் சொல்லலை நான் சொல்றேன் சும்மா ஹைபோதெட்டிக்கல் ஓகே தென் What about Pratishtha? Have they given about Pratishtha? Janaka Maharaja says, no. Then, tell me about that Pratishtha. Yajnavalkya says, Pratishtha means the source of that Devata. Akasha. Akasha means Ishwaraha. We saw, Akasha means not space. ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర వీసా ఆకాశ మీన్స్ యునీక్ నేమ్ గివెన్ టు ఈశ్వర. ఆకాశ మీన్స్ ఈశ్వర. అనదర్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ అంతర్యామి. దెన్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఉపనిషత్? ప్రతిష్టాన తెలియదులో ప్రతిష్టాన సోర్స్. వాట్ ఈజ్ ద సబ్స్ట్రాటం అని అర్థం. వెన్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ దిస్ దేవత అండ్ దిస్ దేవత హ్యాస్ కమ్ అన్న ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర అని అర్థం. సీ ద కనెక్షన్ కన్సిస్టెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ద శాస్త్ర. చతుష్పాత వర్ణం నమకిప్పం. ఓకే, అధ్యాత్మం అది దైవం అండ్ హియర్ ఈశ్వర అంతర్యామి. అంతర్యామి బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఉచిపాద, థర్డ్ పాద. అగ్నిదేవత బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఉచిపాద, సెకండ్ పాద. హిరణ్య గర్భ దేవత, ఆల్ దేవతాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఆకాశ. దెన్ ఉపనిషత్, హియర్ ఉపనిషత్ అన్న అనదర్ యునీక్ మీనింగ్, సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ అని అర్థం. వాట్ ఈజ్ ద సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ దేవత? సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దేవత హూ ఈజ్ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ వాగీంద్రియం ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ ప్రజ్ఞ. ప్రజ్ఞ నెక్స్ట్ ఋషి, సెకండ్ ఋషి ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉదంక. ఉదంక, UDANKA, ఉదంక. నెక్స్ట్ దేవత ఇస్ వాయుదేవత, సెడ్ బై జనక. ఉదంక ఋషి టాట్ అబౌట్ ద వాయుదేవత ఆర్ ప్రాణదేవత. వాయుదేవతకి అనదర్ నేమ్ ఇస్ ప్రాణదేవత. ఓకే, వాయుదేవత ప్రాణదేవత ఈజ్ రిసైడింగ్ వేర్ ఇన్ ప్రాణ అన్న. సో యాజ్ఞవల్క్య గివ్ ఆన్సర్. ఐ విల్ టెల్ అబౌట్ ద ఆయతనం దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాణ. వాయుదేవతాస్ ఆయతనం ఈస్ ప్రాణ. అధిష్టానం దేవత, వాయుదేవత రిసైడ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రాణ అధ్యాత్మం. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రతిష్టాన? ఈశ్వర అన్నారు. ఇన్ ప్రతిష్టలో దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్, సేమ్ ప్రతిష్ట ఫర్ ఆల్, ఈశ్వర. హూ ఈజ్ ద సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ అధిభూతం అని అర్థం. హూ ఈజ్ ద సపోర్ట్? ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ద సపోర్టర్ ఆఫ్ అధిభూతం, అధ్యాత్మం, అధిదైవం. నౌ వాట్ ఈస్ ద సీక్రెట్ నేమ్? సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ యాగ్నిమల్ క్యాసే ఇస్ ప్రియ. దెన్ థర్డ్ ఋషి టాట్ టు మీ ఈస్ బకుహు, BAKU, KHU ఆర్ KU. బకుహు, BAKUHU, యు క్యాన్ పుట్ బకుహు. పాప బ, సెకండ్ బ. బకుహు దేవత ఈస్ ఆదిత్య దేవత. ఈ ఆస్క్రమిటుడు ఉపాసనాన్ ఆదిత్య దేవత అన్నారు. బకుహు ఋషి ఆస్క్రమిటుడు ఉపాసనాన్ ఆదిత్య దేవత అని జనక సేస్. సో యాజ్ఞవల్క్య సేస్ దట్ ఆదిత్యాస్ అబోడ్ ఈజ్ చక్షుహు, ఐస్. చక్షుహు ఐస్, ఆదిత్య మీన్స్ సన్, చక్షు మీన్స్ ఐస్. దెన్ ప్రతిష్ట ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర అంతర్యామి ఆకాశ. దెన్ సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ సత్యం. సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ సత్యం ఉపనిషత్. సో ఆన్ ద టాప్ యు హ్యావ్ టు రైట్ ఋషి, దేవత, ఆయతనం, ప్రతిష్ట, ఉపనిషత్. అండర్ దట్ ఆల్ దిస్ లిస్ట్ హ్యాస్ టు కమ్. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ ఋషి హూ టాట్ టు మీ ఈజ్ భారద్వాజ. భారద్వాజ టాట్ టు మీ అబౌట్ ద దిక్ దేవత ఉపాసన. దిక్ దేవత ఆర్ శ్రోత్ర దేవత. దిక్ దేవత యాజ్ఞవల్క్య సేస్ దట్ దిక్ దేవత ఆయతనం ఈజ్ శ్రోత్ర ఇంద్రియం. శ్రోత్రం ఇయర్స్. ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ప్రతిష్ట. సీక్రెట్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ అనంతః. ஆல் பர்வேடிங் நோ அனந்தஹா இஸ் த சீக்ரெட் நேம். தென் ஃபிஃப்த் தேவ ஃபிஃப்த் ரிஷி இஸ் சத்யகாமஹா. டாட் அபவுட் த சந்திர தேவதா உபாசன. சந்திர தேவதா உபாசன and chandra devata residing in manas, mind. Moon is residing in the mind. Idida chandogya mrihadaranyakam ide kada ore kada. You have to see the consistency of the teaching, no? Beautiful. Manaha, then pratishtha is ishvara, then upanishati is secret name is anandaha. First is anantaha, ipudu anandaha. அனந்தஹான இன்ஃபினிட் அங்கே மீனிங். இங்கே வந்து ஆனந்தஹா. என்ன தமிழில் எழுதிட்டா தக்காரா தக்காரா உள்ள ஒன்னே தான் இருக்கும். ஏஎன்ஏஎன் டிஏ தேர் ஏஎன்ஏஎன் டிஏ. ஓகே ஆனந்தஹா. தென் சிக்ஸ்த் ஒன் இஸ் ஷாகல்யா. ரிஷி ஷாகல்யா அவர் போயிட்டாரு எப்படி வந்தாரு கேட்கக்கூடாது. சம்ஹோ ஹி ஹஸ் கம். We have to think, no? Shakalya, death is not pleasing to Agnivalika. Maybe. இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு ஹைப்போத்தெட்டிக்கலாக திங்க் பண்ணணும். பாப்போம் இதுக்கு அவர் சாகணும் அனாவசியமா. Agnivalika has got siddhis. Maybe he made him to be alive. அப்படி நினச்சிக்கணும். அதான் ஷாகல்யா. இங்கே உபனிஷத்தில் கிடையாது, மந்திரம்னு கிடையாது. ஓகே. We should not probe into that. Shakalyaha. Then Devata is Prajapati Upasana. Prajapati Devata Upasana he taught to me. Now learn from me about that Ayatanam. Hridayam is the Ayatanam of Prajapati. Ishvara is the Pratishtha of Prajapati. And Sthitihi is the secret name of that Prajapati. Sthitihi. Sustenance la sthiti. Sakara. Second tha. Thakara. Ikara. Sthi. Tihi enna first tha. Sthitihi. Eludhura kulla namakku podum poduma naayidu. English la eludha kashtam da. Tamil la eludha kashtam la. Sanskrit la eludhuradha easy a irukum. Okay. Okay. Now come to his explanation. Why Prajna is called as the secret name for Vagdevata? The whole mantra is talking about that only, second mantra. Okay, second mantra talking about the secret name Prajna. What do you mean by Prajna? Prajna means Vagdevata, Agni Devata, and a secret name Prajna. Why it is secret name? Prajna means knowledge. Prajna means what? Knowledge. Why knowledge is the secret name of that Vagindriyam, in which Vagindriyam that Agni Devata is residing? For that significance, Upanishad Agnivalikya gives. There are so many significant points Agnivalikya mentions. They are, see, 90% of our knowledge we get from the words. Speech, 90% of our knowledge, irunda, a person, whoever is having knowledge, 90% innu mele solalam of knowledge, he gets out of words. What are all knowledge, no? About what? No? Four Vedas, Chatur Vedaha, nothing but words, no? A group of words. Veda means what? ரிக் வேதா, யஜுர்வேதா, சாமவேதவா, அதரவண வேதான். ஆல் வேதாஸ் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் வேர்ட்ஸ். பை வேதிக் நாலெட்ஜ், வேதிக் வேர்ட்ஸ், வாட் யூ கெட்? வேதிக் நாலெட்ஜ். ஸோ ஃபோர் வேதாஸ், தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரஜா. லைக் திஸ் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஹி மென்ஷன்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் வேதாஸ், தென் கம்ஸ் இத்திஹாச நம்பர் டூ. Itihasa means not regular meaning. Whatever here Upanishad gives, all are different meanings. Now what we know, Itihasa is not the meaning here. Itihasa means here, history occurring in Vedic teaching. History occurring in Vedic teaching. Then, third one is Puranam. All are there in that mantra. Okay, just I am enumerating. Puranam means the Srishti portion of Vedas. Puranam means not Vishnu Puranam, Bhagavata Puranam. Puranam means Srishti portion, creation portion, creation topic, wherever comes in the Upanishad, it is called Puranam. Number four, Vidya. Vidya means, here Vidya means Veda Jana Vidya. Veda Jana Vidya means various knowledge mentioned in the Vedas. Various knowledge. No, Gandharva Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, Jyotish Shastram. No, so many Shastrams are there. No? You get lot of knowledge in Veda. They're all come under Vidya. Next one is Upanishad. Upanishad means not Ishakena Katha Mundaka. Here Upanishad means secret name in Artha. Mantras quoted in the Brahmana portion of the Vedas. Upanishad and pair. Mantras quoted in the Brahmana portion of Vedas. Vedas have got Brahmana portion and mantra portion. So the secret name is given to that mantras, in that mantras quoted in the Brahmana portion, that is secret name. That is Upanishad. Secret name given in the mantras, quoted in the mantras quoted in Brahmana. Mantras quoted in the Brahmana portion of the Veda is called Upanishad. Next one, what are the samples? Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. This taitriyam visa. Annadvai prajayante. All these are all sutra shloka, commentaries all come. No? The Upanishad na, implicitly, explicitly, chulroyalya. Explicitly is not said, but you have to imply. That is the secret. In mantra, it is not available, but it is hidden. Which is hidden mantra, meaning. Next one is Sutrani, sixth one. Sutrani, about knowledge. Sutras, knowledge also you get through the walk only. Sutrani means cryptic statements occurring in the Veda. Cryptic capsule form of statement. Like avidya sutram, vidya sutram. Avidya sutram, anya, deva. Whoever does upasana of anya devatas, nasa veda, in avidya sutram visa. Yonyam devatam upaste, anyosau anyohamasmiti, nasa veda. Gnapam irukko? Yungyo gnapam padichin maadhi irukkan. That is avidya sutram. That is comes under sutram. Then vidya sutram, atma ityeva upasita, adi sutra bhutam, mantra. Upon that only whole commentary comes to next brahmana. No? That brahmana is commentary full, next portion on ukka vidya sutram. Then comes sutra vyakhyanani. All this you get knowledge from this Veda, Upanishad, the sutram, sutra vyakhyanam. Sutra vyakhyanam means commentary upon the cryptic statements. Vyakhyanam means commentary. Avidya sutram is commented in the Saptana Brahmanam. Whole Saptana Brahmanam is the commentary upon Avidya sutram. Like that. In Taitriyam, Brahma vidapnoti param. Brahma vidapnoti param. Tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. On this mantra, the entire Brahmananda valley goes. That is called, I told you that place, no? Sutra Bhuta Mantra or Sutra Bhuta Shloka. Gnapam irukko? அதுதான் சூத்திர வியாக்கியானம்னு. லேட்டர் போர்ஷன் எல்லாம் சூத்திர வியாக்கியானம். இன் மெனி பிளேசஸ் வி சி ஸ்லோகாஸ் அண்ட் உபனிஷதிக் உபனிஷத் கெனாட் கமெண்ட். உபனிஷத் கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் தட் ஸ்லோகா. உபனிஷத் ஃபஸ்ட் மென்ஷன் அண்ட் தென் கமெண்ட். டைரக்ட்லி உபனிஷத் இஸ் கெனாட் கமெண்ட். ஃபஸ்ட் இட் பிரிங்ஸ் த மந்த்ரா. ரீசெண்ட் ஆல்சோ விசா சோ மெனி ஸ்லோகாஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ் பிராமணம் விசா ஸ்லோகாஸ் அண்ட் த கமெண்ட்ரி ஆல்சோ விசா விசா. அப்படி சொல்லணும் விசான். ஆமாம் 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 சரி. ஸோ த கமெண்ட்ரி போர்ஷன் இஸ் கால்டு வியாக்கியானம். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் வியாக்கியானம் அண்ட் அணுவியாக்கியானம்னா யாக்ஞோலிக்க சேஸ் அணுவியாக்கியானம் ஆல்சோ யூ கெட் நாலெட்ஜ் அவுட் ஆஃப் அணுவியாக்கியான வேர்ட்ஸ். யூ கெட் நாலெட்ஜ் அவுட் ஆஃப் வியாக்கியான வேர்ட்ஸ். யூ கெட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஃப்ரம் வேதாஸ். யூ கெட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஃப்ரம் சூத்திரம்ஸ். யூ கெட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஃப்ரம் எவ்ரிவேர் நோ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் வேர்ட்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் வியாக்கியானம் அணுவியாக்கியானம்னா தட் ஹுச் கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் சூத்திரம் இஸ் கால்ட் அணுவியாக்கியானம். சூத்திரம்னா இங்கே பிரம்மசூத்திரம் எடுத்துக்கக்கூடாது. ஓகே ஆபஸ்தம்ப சூத்திரம் அந்தந்த சூத்திரம் என்ன எடுக்கணும். யாக்ஞவல்க்கிய சூத்திரம் வேதமில் வர சூத்திரம்னு அர்த்தம். பிரம்மசூத்திரம் ரிட்டன் பை வியாசாச்சாரியா. வேத சூத்ராஸ் ஆர் நாட் ரிட்டன் பை எனி ஒன். ஓகே கன்ஃபியூஸ் ஆகக்கூடாது. மனக்கு பிரம்மசூத்திரம் தவிர பேர் எதுவும் கேட்டினதே கிடையாது. ஆபஸ்தம்ப சூத்திரம் இருக்க யாக்ஞவல்க்கிய சூத்திரம் இருக்க லாட் ஆஃப் சூத்திரம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். தென் this commentary upon sutra is called anuvyakhyanam. Commentary upon shloka is called vyakhyanam. Commentary upon one shloka is vyakhyanam. Commentary upon one sutra is called anuvyakhyanam. Okay, next, what are all things we know about through words na ishtam. Ishtam means yaga nimitta phalam. இஷ்டம்னா யாகம், யாக நிமித்த பலம். யாகம் பண்ணதுனால என்ன பலம் வரும்னு நம்ம அந்த இஷ்டம் மூலமாக தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறோம். அது எங்கே இருக்குன்னா வேதனில் தான் இருக்கு. ஸோ திஸ் ஆல்சோ வி நோ த்ரூ த வேர்ட்ஸ் த்ரூ த யாகா. தென் ஹுதம் ஹோம நிமித்த பலம். த்ரூ ஹோமா வி கெட் புண்ணியா. ஐ கெட் புண்ணியா த்ரூ பர்ஃபார்மிங் யோகா ஹி ஹோமான்னா ஹவு டு யூ நோன்னா I know through that. This knowledge comes. Through yaga I get punya, through homa I get punya. Like this. So yaga means sankalpaha. And the devata kaha, enak and the devata vandhi in the phalam kudukkanum, and sankalpa panna adhi yagam. Yagam ku homa thik different chonna varu vattu. Okay. Yagam vandhi and the devata manasla ninichchi, சங்கல்பம் பண்ணணும். அந்த தேவத்தை வந்து எனக்கு இது கொடுக்கணும் நினைச்சா அது யாகம். அந்த யாகம் டைம்ல அந்த தேவத்துக்காக அந்த ஆஃபர் பண்ணினா அது ஹோமம். அது காலம் ஹுத்தம்னு அர்த்தம். ஹோமம் பண்றோம்னு ஹுத்தம்னு. ஹோமா இஸ் பிரக்ஷேபா. ஹுத்தம்னா பலம், ஹோமான்னா ஆஃபரிங். அந்த தேவத்துக்காக அந்த ஆஃபரிங் பிரக்ஷேபா, டிராப்பிங் that offering dravyam to that devata. Then ahitam. Ahitam anna annadanam panna inna benefits ella varum one. How you know na? Through the words again. Through the words only you come to know annadanam. Ahitam anna annadanam. Annadanam translate panna venda illiyo. Annadanam, annadana nimitta punyam and the knowledge. Inname payitam, jaladanam moolama vara புண்ணியம், பாயித்தம். இதெல்லாம் ஐ கம் டு நோ த்ரூ த வேர்ட்ஸ்ன்னு அர்த்தம். இதுதான் பிரஜ்ஞா. இந்த பிரஜ்ஞா எப்படி வரும்? தென் அயம் ச லோகாக பரஸ்ச லோகாக. திஸ் ஜென்ம ஐ கெட் திஸ் ஜென்ம அகெய்ன் ஹியூமன் பர்த் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சர்டன் நாலேஜ் அபவுட் சம் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஏ பர்சன் கெட் திஸ் ஜென்ம தட் ஜென்மான்னு நமக்கு எல்லாம் நாலேஜ் இருக்கு இல்லையோ. Through the words. Again, parascha janma. Na, future janmas also we come to know through the Veda words. So all these are come to know through the words only. Adhada Yajnavalkya says. Therefore, for vak, secret name is prajna. Vak jnanam irunda, shabda jnanam irunda, அந்த ஜானம் விஷய ஜானம் கூட தெரியும். அதனால பிரஜா இஸ் த சீக்ரெட் நேம். சரி, முடிச்சாச்சு மந்திரம். ஓகே, தட்சிணா நாட் டேக்கன். ஓகே, இஸ் நாட் டேக்கன் தட்சிணா. வில் ரீட் த நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திரம், தேர்ட் மந்திரம். யதேவதே கஷ்சித் அப்ரவீத் தத் சுணுவாமி தீ அப்ரவீன்மே உதங்கஹ ஷௌல்பாயனஹ ப்ராணோவை ப்ரஹ்மேதி யதா மாத்ருமான் பித்ருமான் ஆச்சார்யவான் ப்ரூயாத் ததா தத் ஷௌல்பாயனஹம் தத் ஷௌல்பாயனஹ அப்ரவீத் ப்ராணோ வை ப்ரஹ்மேதி அப்ராணதோ ஹி கிம் ஸ்யாதிதி அப்ரவீத்து தே தஸ்யாயதனம் ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் நமே ப்ரவீதிதி ஏகபாத்வா ஏதத் சம்ப்ராடிதி சவைனோ ப்ரூஹி யாக்ஞவல்க்ய ப்ராணஹ ஏவ ஆயதனம் ஆகாஷஹ ப்ரதிஷ்டம் பிரியமித்யேன துபாசீத கா பிரியதா யாக்ஞவல்க்யம் ப்ராண ஏவ சாம்ராடிதி ஹோவாச ப்ராணஸ்ய வை சாம்ராட் காமாய அயாஜ்யம் யாஜயதி அப்ரதிக்ருஹ்யஸ்ய அப்ரதிக்ருஹ்ணாத்யபி தத்த வதாம்ஸ்யங்கம் பவதி யா திசமேதி ப்ராணஸ்யைவ சம்ராட் காமாய ப்ராணோ வை சம்ராட் பரமம் ப்ரஹ்ம நைனம் ப்ராணோ ஜஹாதி சர்வாண்யேனம் பூதானி அபிக்ஷரந்தி தேவோ பூத்வா தேவானப்யேதி ஏவம் வித்வா நேததுபாஸ்தே ஹஸ்தி ரிஷபம் சஹஸ்ரம் ததாமீதி ஹோவாச ஜனகோ வைதேஹ சஹோவாச யாக்ஞவல்க்ய பிதாமே அமன்யத நானனுசிஷ்ய ஹரே தேதி. யூ மைட் ஹவ் என்ஜாய்ட் த மந்த்ரா பிகாஸ் ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் த ஹோல் மீனிங். ஸோ த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் சேம், ஜனக மகாராஜா அண்ட் யாக்ஞவல்க்ய. அண்ட் யாக்ஞவல்க்ய இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் செகண்ட் தேவதாஸ் ஆயத்தனம் பிரதிஷ்டா அண்ட் உபனிஷத். The glory of upasana, of this prana devata upasana is free from apamrutyu, no accidental death, no apamrutyu, This is the secret name is Priyahanar. Prana Devata, Pranam is the Ayatanam and Upanishad's secret name is Priyaha. For everyone, the dearest thing is Pranaha. Why Prana is Priyaha? What is the significance of that Priya name given to Prana? Prana vanna ellarku preethi anna. Eppo preethi enna pannuva ani cheppi mantra says here, this person to survive, for Prana to survive, what he doesn't panna koodadadella pannuvana. And he want to earn money. By earning money only he can survive. So to survive, he does a lot of rituals where he should not do, by whom they should not be done. This priest will go and make the person to do that ritual. Enna panam varum illaya? Why he is doing like that? Adhukku andha brahmanan solluva apparam enna solluva na adhu apparam class la next class la paapom. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.